This is a follow-up to earlier research. Scientists from the University of Washington have been surveying thousands of King County residents of various ages, incomes, and races. They asked people what foods they eat in a typical week and then looked up how much each of those foods costs and then calculated the nutritional pluses and minuses of that diet. The basic result links cost to quality.
People who ate more costly foods and had a more costly diet had healthier diets.
Pablo Montsevias is a nutrition scientist and the lead author of the study, published in Health Affairs. He says they focused on key nutrients that Americans are lacking, such as getting enough fiber in your diet and enough potassium, which prevents high blood pressure. On the other hand, saturated fat is too common and it's cheap.
We in this country have built a food system that makes calories inexpensive, but makes nutrients costly.
Montsevias says it's not good enough for the government's guidelines to tell us to get more fiber. They should also show how to get nutrients inexpensively and promote those cheaper foods. Beans are a cheap source of fiber, and for potassium, it might be bananas or tomato juice. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.